Long days and a short summer mean right now is the peak time for home improvement projects. And Tara Sims, Public Relations Manager for the Alaska Office of the Better Business Bureau, says that seasonal trend shows in the Bureau's inquiry pattern.
We've discovered that during this quarter, April through June 2010, there has been a huge number of home improvement industries among our top inquiries. Since so many people are checking up, we wanted consumers to be aware of some of the most common scams we see during this season. That's why we sent out the press release.
By a rise in inquiries, Sims means 10 of the 20 most inquired about businesses during the period are contractors. Number one is general contractors, fourth, roofing contractors, eighth, construction and remodeling services, followed in various positions, heating and air conditioning, painting, plumbing, landscape, heating, electrical, and at 18th, excavating contractors. Now, Sims stresses that these are inquiry numbers only, not complaints. Although general contracting businesses are number three for complaints in Alaska, tied with used car dealerships. The Better Business Bureau inquiry section can help show consumers that the vast majority of contractors in Alaska are reputable. However, not all. Sims lists some telltale signs of scams consumers should beware.
One of them is the extra material hook. And basically, it's somebody coming to your door saying, hey, we're doing work down the street. We have extra materials and thought maybe you guys might have a project around the house that we could use this in your home for. And they'll say it's going to be a great deal, and they'll do the work, and then they'll give you a higher price than they originally estimated. So that's why it's really important to have that estimate in writing.
The Bureau warns just a refusal to provide a written estimate or bid is a sufficient reason to back away from a contractor's offer. A second common scam is the traveling handyman.
We call the traveling handyman where they come door to door and offer a low rate and demand money up front, and then they just take off. They might do a little bit of the project and leave the rest unfinished.
Demanding a full upfront payment is another reason to be suspicious of any contractor. The Better Business Bureau Alaska spokeswoman also says, beware of contractors too full of self-praise.
Having a contractor say, oh, we're the number one in town, we're the best, and they're just totally embellishing their qualifications, don't just go off of what they're telling you. Check to make sure that they're properly licensed. Alaska businesses are required to have a business license, and most home improvement contractors are also required to have a professional license. So you can check with the Department of Commerce website to find out what type of licensing they need and if that specific business has the licensing required.
Sims says check to see if the contractor is bonded and insured. She also suggests to steer clear of any high-pressure contractor or remodeler who demands an immediate decision to a limited-time offer. And finally, visit the Better Business Bureau website for reliability reports and to find out more home remodeling scam prevention tips. The website is www.bbb.org. The Bureau is a not-for-profit organization and does not charge for its services. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.